Welcome back to the Renaissance Foundation podcast, a podcast about inspiration made by the young people at our youth charity. Before we start, I've got something very special to share. A talented young leader on our program has made a piece of music I want to use as our intro music this week. So let's start again. Welcome back to the Renaissance Foundation podcast, a podcast about inspiration made by the young people at our youth charity. We support young carers and hospital patients. I'm Corey, a member of staff at Renaissance Foundation, and I want to say a massive thank you to Blessed for creating our intro music. Absolutely blown away. Well done, Blessed. I am really excited to share this very special episode with you all. I mentioned last week that we've been working with Octavia Calthorpe, who's been teaching our young leaders about breath work. We've absolutely loved learning about this breathing technique. It's been incredibly helpful at getting us focused before workshops and podcasts, and definitely opened our eyes to how helpful mindfulness and meditation can be. We loved it so much, we wanted to share a session that Octavia kindly done with us so everyone can benefit from this incredibly powerful and simple breathing technique. Octavia is a trained breathwork therapist and life coach. She runs her own business and has a passion for helping people. We are so incredibly lucky to have these sessions, so we want to say a massive thank you. Thank you for hosting our breathwork sessions. Thank you for participating in our podcast and sharing with us your journey and how you got into meditation, mindfulness, and breathwork. If you want to find out more, add Octavia on Instagram, Octavia Calthorpe, or head over to her website, octaviacalthorpe.com. Thank you to all the young people that took part. It was really exciting to try something new, and you all really impressed me. If you want to find out more about Renaissance Foundation, who we support, how to donate, head over to our website or follow us on social media. Make sure to like, share and subscribe any content you come across that we've made, because it really helps our local charity get out there. Now that's enough from me, let's head into this episode.
Should we do the usual what we do? So our name, what year we are in school, and then we're going to do a different fact today. So a random fact that we don't know about you. So let me start. Hi, I'm Misha. I don't go to school anymore, unfortunately, although I'm actually a bit glad that I don't go to school anymore, because I don't know how you guys do it. I'm really impressed. Like, it must be so hard. And a fact that you don't know about me is that I actually love to knit. So yeah, I'm going to nominate Corey to go next.
Thank you. Put me on the spot now. I'm Corey. I'm the media manager at Renaissance Foundation. I'm too old for school, but I'm now feeling like, yeah, I would like to go back and study something, especially a subject I didn't get to do, like anthropology, like a fancy word subject like that. And a fact about me is the fact that I said about 2 minutes ago is that I've only done tie-dyeing once in my life, and I think I'm better than I thought I was. So I'm going to try and do it, and maybe it could be a career option for me. But yeah, I'm pleased with the result. Thanks, Nisha. And I'm going to nominate Osei.
I'm Osei. A fact about myself. I went to 10 Downing Street inside because I was representing a charity.
That's so cool. Osei, what year are you in now? So I've actually forgotten.
Year 12.
Do you want to nominate someone else, Osei?
Has Octavia gone?
No, I haven't. So I'm Octavia. I am not at school anymore. I wish I was. I left about 10 years ago now, which is, can't believe it's been 10 years. A random fact about myself. I'm trying to think now. I actually, as someone who did your podcast recently, or talked to Christabel Reed, who is the eco-resolution girl, she was the reason I got into what I do now. So that's quite a nice random fact, ties it in. Oh, and I will nominate Angus.
I'm just going to type it in the chat because my sister's crying in the background at the moment.
Go for it. That's absolutely fine. It sounded all good then, but feel free to type it in the chat. Could we hear from Natalie?
Yeah, so I'm Natalie. I'm definitely not at school. I'm definitely like the RF grandma, I think, at this point. A random fact about me, you can probably hear my daughter stomping upstairs. Sorry, everyone. I'm a twin. So, yeah, that is a little fact about me. I'm not an identical twin, and my sister is actually 10 minutes older than me, and she never let me forget that when we were growing up. So, so there you are. So I am now gone. Who have we got? I will nominate Bessie. And Bessie, if you don't want to chat, just pop it just type it in the chat box.
Okay, Bessie has put it in the chat box.
Yeah, so lovely.
She says, hi, she's Bessie and she's in year 8. Bessie, if you want, do you want to tell us a random fact that we don't know about you? It doesn't have to be random. Maybe something we just don't know about you. In the meantime, maybe I'll go to Chuck.
My name is Chuck and I'm 14 years old. And a random fact that you don't know about me is that I know how to animate, edit and record my own videos.
That's so cool. You need to teach us sometime, Chuck. Mm. How have you kept this fact hidden?
I just like to do it by myself.
Fair enough. And Bessie and Angus have also written. So Bessie says, a random fact about her is that she likes aesthetic wallpapers. That is really cool. Okay, so what do you mean exactly by aesthetic wallpapers? Like digital or actual wallpaper? I think she's going to... And Bessie, if you want to just unmute yourself as well, feel free. Oh, digital. That's so cool. Okay, interesting. And Angus says, a fact you don't know about him is that he likes to draw TV heads. He doesn't know what year he's in. And he's the year where you start GCSE. So I'm guessing that's year 10, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the only people that haven't gone are Sat and Rachel.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Sat.
Sorry, I've been on hold and I'm still currently on hold right now to Barclays for about 2 hours and 48 minutes now. So I'm really needing this session to understand about how to deal with stress particularly. Something about me, I'm a big football fan, so a big Arsenal fan. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to today's session and I really need it. And I'm going to have to go back on hold now, so as soon as I'm off I'll be joining the session, but thanks for making time to join us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Rach, do you want to go as well?
Okay, I've thought about one. I performed in a band in Bahrain. That's pretty random, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of people already know that. Maybe Natalie doesn't. Or Nisha, actually.
No.
Oh, okay. Or Corey. Oh, well, that's everyone then.
Okay, amazing. So I think that's everyone. So I'm going to hand over to Octavia. And yeah, be interesting to know before I actually hand over, like how you got into breath work and yeah, why it's so, why you're so passionate about it.
So I got into it kind of, I guess, on a bit of a whim in a way. I always knew I wanted to work with people, but in what way I got didn't really necessarily know for quite a while. And I looked at multiple different kind of therapy courses or training as different kind of counseling, but it never quite fit. I kind of never felt kind of like a gut feeling of that's what I really want to do. And then one day, about 3-4 years ago now, I heard the term breathwork, and I had no idea what it was. I had pretty minimal experience of yoga, which obviously has breath work within it, but it just felt like a kind of gut reaction. And I think what that was what is so powerful with breath work is it ultimately is just you breathing, right? There's nothing external going on. You are in control of your breath. You're using your breath to help yourself through a multitude of different ways. So either kind of helping with anxiety or energizing yourself or releasing any emotional traumas. There's so many different ways you can use it. And why it's such a brilliant technique is that it's just you breathing. So you can use it in any situation at all. And for me, I struggled quite badly with anxiety and depression when I was growing up because of various different reasons. And it was just a tool that kind of really helped me because I could use it, you know, when I was on the bus, when I was on the tube and I suddenly felt like I was going to go into a panic attack, you know, when that anxiety would become so overwhelming. And actually just having it there and doing really simple counts, which we'll be doing today, just would help me be able to stay on the tube and not have to kind of get off and get more in a panic. It would just enable me to kind of just calm my body down that little bit more. And, you know, this year specifically, and also many other years for a lot of people, has been really challenging, you know, and I've definitely found myself kind of spiraling into anxiety, whether that's because of the current pandemic or, you know, an ongoing worry about the climate or, you know, personal past pains, you know. And I'm sort of learning more and more that it's okay to feel that. And if anything, it's only human. But so often I find myself, and I'm sure you guys might as well, find myself fighting the way I feel, getting annoyed with myself for the way that I feel. And what I'm learning and still learning is that fighting the way you feel or getting angry with the anxiety will only make it bigger, will only make it more painful, and will only make it a kind of stronger feeling. So what I'm learning to do now and hoping going to teach you guys is that I feel a kind of subtle change happen when I sort of stop making my mental health my enemy. I kind of make the choice now to think of my anxiety and my depression or low periods as something that makes me human. Sort of these states of mind and emotional states that we can kind of go into aren't necessarily who I am, but they're experiences that can come and go. And I'm learning more and more, and I'm still learning today, even though I'm, you know, a qualified practitioner within it. It's a forever learning journey. I'm learning to kind of to surrender to them and to observe them as they come in and out of my life. You know, even if, you know, at times it can take a real extended period to drift away, I know that their presence will pass. And I can start to see these different states that I feel as a kind of guest that comes into me. And then I don't need to feel at war at that kind of pressure in my chest. Like, I'm sure all of you have experienced that tightness in your chest before, you know. And now, instead of feeling angry and frustrated with myself and thinking there's something wrong with me, and I can now start to make the choice to recognize that my body is anxious and it isn't a pleasant feeling, but it will pass. And what can I do in this moment or any moment to give myself that care that I deserve? I cannot fight, not run, but I can start to surrender and to accept it, to accept these feelings as kind of part of the human experience. And I'm sure, I was saying, you've all felt that tight chest or that kind of cloud of sadness that can come over. You know, we are all just human and feeling emotions as a part of this experience, but of course they can sometimes get overwhelming, you know. And of course, you know, surrendering and accepting it is good, but what is important to then take action to take care of yourself. And, you know, as you know, breath work for me is one of those main steps. You know, I learn more and more every day how important these tools are. And I know it can sound quite obvious, like breath work, you know, it's like we all breathe all the time, like it's an obvious thing, but, you know, we breathe 20,000 times a day. And it's a tool that we all have that is right under our nose, right here. No one else needs to be involved. It's just you. And we can really, the more we can understand it, the more we can kind of use it as a tool to bring in a sense of calm within our bodies. Now, how it kind of works, the breath, is we can use our breath to basically down-regulate our nervous system. Now, what I mean by that is that with a lot of what's going on around us at the moment, and regardless of what's going on in this last year, a lot of us tend to be in what is called a sympathetic state. Now, what that is it's our stress response. It's a fright or flight response in our body. Now, our nervous system has two sides, the parasympathetic and the sympathetic. Now, the sympathetic, that stressful state. Now, of course, that stress response is really necessary if we actually are in danger. So for an example, and a dramatic example, if a tiger was to be coming at you, you'd see the tiger, your body would respond, your breath would become short, shallow and fast, your blood pressure would go up, your heart rate would go up, and you'd get ready to run out of the situation. Now, that response, we need that, and it's there for a reason. However, anxious thoughts, worried thoughts can have the same response to our body, can have the same trigger. So we can find ourselves in this stress response, in this fight or flight mode all the time, when actually we're not actually in danger. The dangers are coming from those internal spaces. And if we're consistently stressed or consistently worried, we can kind of get stuck in this way of breathing. So at the end of the day, at the end of school, you know, when you're kind of sat on the sofa or sat on your bed and you want to read a book and calm down, it can be really difficult because your body is wanting to kind of run out of the room, even though there's nothing actually there in front of you causing this danger. But where the breath comes in, and what's really amazing, is we can use the breath to take us into this parasympathetic state, into the resting state, when your body really can relax and kind of create that full sensation of relaxation within your body. Now, how that works is, if you think about it, your state of being, how you're feeling, is kind of a product of two things: what you're thinking and what you're feeling. Now, it can be really hard, and they kind of work in a loop with each other, right? So it can be really hard sometimes if you're having lots of negative thoughts or worried thoughts or worried about all these things that are out of your control, to kind of jump in and, you know, coach yourself out of that. I know I'm not particularly good at that, but what we can do is help to change the way that we're feeling. So if these two are in tandem and they're looping and we're feeling stressed and anxious, then we're having those thoughts, we just get stuck in this kind of loop of feeling bad and feeling horrible. But if we can change the way we're feeling by changing the way we're breathing, that can be just such a useful tool we can use in any moment. So when we breathe in certain ways, when we breathe slowly and when we breathe deeply and do specific counts with our breath, it basically helps to move our body into the parasympathetic state. We kind of trigger something called the vagus nerve, which is one of the main nerves in the body that help you go into relaxation and into rest. And because your breath works in two ways, it's either triggered by what you see, what you perceive around you, all of those senses, but it also sends a signal. So when you breathe slowly and deeply, it sends a signal to your brain through the vagus nerve that you're in a you can relax and that you're not in danger anymore. So that's what I mean by it. It's a tool that we really do have at any moment in any situation, just to help calm that physical response down, you know, that tight chest, that kind of clench we can feel sometimes, just to really allow the body to fully relax. So what we're going to be doing today is just working through a few different ones of these techniques. And afterwards, I said that I can send you over these, I can send a little recording for you guys, and just a layout, a kind of little document of how to do these on the go, because they really are that simple that you can do them in the bus, you know, even in the classroom if you're suddenly feeling quite overwhelmed, you know. So what we're going to be working with, that just really allow ourselves just to relax our body today. And then at the end, hopefully we feel nice and tranquil and kind of relax into the stillness, you know. So all you need to do while we go through these techniques is just listen to my guidance and kind of just take it at your own pace. You know, any moment, if it feels too much for you, just take a step away and come back. It shouldn't do, because we're just working with very simple techniques. And what I'm going to ask us to do today is to close our eyes, just to kind of, because it helps again, just to kind of really get into the body. Okay, perfect. So let's just all just, just come and close down the eyes all together. Good. And let's just start by taking a nice, slow, deep breath in and just sighing it out, just bringing ourselves all present together. Good. Just starting to relax your body. Just allowing your shoulders to soften. Maybe giving them a little bit of a shake if that feels good for you. Good. Just starting just to connect with your breath now. Let's just start to notice how our bodies are feeling. Noticing any sensations in your body. Any tensions. And just really starting to tune in with the body. Just giving yourself this permission today just to really be here with your breath. Good. And let's just start to notice now where the breath feels in your body. Can you feel it in your chest? Can you feel it in your belly? Does it feel flowing, or does it feel a bit effortful? Can you feel any restrictions? Not judging any of this, but let's just start to become aware of our breath. Really nice. And now that we're aware of our breath, let's just start to notice if the breath is deeper into the body. So just starting to bring the awareness down to the belly. And let's just start to notice if we can feel the breath in our bellies. Now, what I'd like you to do is just to take your two hands and place them on your lower two ribs, just at the either side of your body, so just above your belly. Good. And now as you're inhaling, I want us to close the mouth and just be breathing normally in and out through the nose. And as we're inhaling, I want you to notice if you can feel that your body is expanding outwards into your hands. So as we inhale nice and slowly, just feeling as your lower body starts to expand, feeling as your belly rises. Now, this shows us that we're breathing with our diaphragm. Now, the diaphragm is one of the most important muscles in the body. It's dome-shaped and it goes all the way across below our ribs. And when we breathe with it, as I was saying, it starts to stimulate our vagus nerve, starts to help us move into that really nice resting state. So just really keeping the focus with your breath and just feeling with every inhale as we breathe nice and slowly that you can feel that expansion. Good. Just really staying present with the body. And as you inhale nice and slowly with every inhale, just deepening the breath that little bit more. Now, of course, it can be difficult to keep our focus sometimes on the breath, but whenever you notice your focus or your mind wandering, just bring it back round to your breath. Just connect with that expansion, feeling as the belly rises with every inhale. Good. Keeping the shoulders nice and relaxed. Just feeling as your hands are gently pushed away with every inhale, expanding your belly with the breath. Now, this really is one of the simplest techniques just to get the body moving into that resting state. Just allowing yourself to let go of any thoughts. And if the mind wanders again, that's totally okay. Just bringing it back to the breath and back to the belly. Just calm, gentle breaths deep into the body. Now, so often when people say sort of take a deep breath, people think you need to take a big sort of breath. And actually, we can keep the breath nice and deep into the body, but still keep the breath nice and gentle. So we're conserving energy by doing this. So often we spend a lot of the time over breathing, hard breathing, and wasting energy. So again, just really focusing on your breath, keeping the mouth closed, but your jaw nice and relaxed, and just breathing deeply into the body. Just noticing any changes in your body. Noticing how your body feels now and how your breath feels now. Now, sometimes when we first start to connect with our breath, it can feel a little bit anxiety inducing because you can feel that it might feel quite tense. This is totally okay as well, but just try to allow yourself, as I was saying, just to observe and notice that the anxiety feeling's there, but just to keep the focus with the breath, just anchoring your mind to your breath, using the breath as this tool just to help quieten our minds and reconnect ourselves back to our body. Good. So with every inhale, as we go through the practice, we want to make sure that we're feeling that expansion, feeling that the belly rises as you inhale. Good. And now we're going to start to move on to the next exercise. So we're going to start to just change the cadence of our breathing. Now, what I mean by that is we're going to change the kind of amount of breaths we do per minute to 6 breaths per minute. Now, this is the optimal way of breathing, and we're going to be inhaling for the count of 4 and exhaling for the count of 6. Now, when we have a longer exhale to inhale, again, this helps move us into that resting, into that relaxation state. So I'll count us in with this. So if we all take a nice exhale, and then in, 2, 3, 4, out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, in, 2, 3, 4, out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, in, 2, 3, 4, out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, in, 2, 3, 4, out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, in, 2, 3, 4, out, 2, 3, four, five, six, in, two, three, four, out, two, three, four, five, six, in, two, three, four, out, two, three, four, five, six. Good. Now continuing with that on your own. So inhaling for the count of four and breathing out for the count of six. Now while we inhale, making sure the breath is still deep into the body. And as we exhale for the count of six, if that feels a little bit difficult for now, just try and keep the exhale smooth and consistent and as long as you can. Just really allowing yourself just to stay present with your breath, just anchoring your mind to the breath, connecting the mind and the body, moving our body into this relaxation state. Now, if the mind wanders again, that is totally fine. Just allow it to come back to the breath and back to your counting. The more we do this, the more it helps to improve our focus, helps us have that ability to calm our bodies. Inhaling for four and exhaling for six, just really keeping your focus with the breath, just observing the breath, feeling as the body moves with the breath. Inhaling for four, exhaling for six, feeling as the body expands with every inhale. Really good, just staying present with the breath for me. Inhaling for the count of four, feeling as the body expands. Exhaling for the count of six. Good, and just keeping with that for another two rounds. Really good. And just coming to let go of that mental count now and just coming back into the body and just noticing how your body's feeling now. Just relaxing into your body. Tuning in with your body. So often we spend a lot of the day not even noticing how our body's feeling. Not giving it that attention it deserves, not connecting our mind to the body. Now, breath work connects our emotional body as well as our physical body. So if you're feeling anything at a deeper level today, any worries, any anxieties, any joy, just allow yourself to feel that and just to keep the breath moving and breathing into that. Now, we often use our breath as a mechanism to stop ourselves from feeling, you know, clenching that jaw in anger, squeezing the fists and holding the breath. When we do this, it creates tension in our body and it takes tension in our body to stop that emotion. Now, if you think about it, emotion is just energy in motion and it needs to be able to move. But so often we don't let it move by holding it back, by holding our breath. So I advise you in the future, whenever you are feeling something that can feel quite overwhelming, just really try to bring your attention to your breath and just to keep your breath moving and just to breathe into anything that you're feeling. So again, just bringing the attention to the breath, feeling as the body expands, engaging the diaphragm, feeling as the belly rises with every inhale. Really good. We're just going to do a round of a conscious connected breath. Now what this is we're going to be inhaling through our nose and making sure as we inhale that we're feeling that expansion in the lower body. And then we're going to exhale through our mouth. Now with the exhale, we want it to be super soft. So we're not pushing it. We're not blowing it. We're just allowing the breath to leave our body. So inhaling through the nose, exhaling through the mouth, inhaling through the nose, exhaling through the mouth. Really nice and relaxed exhale and finding your own rhythm with that. So inhaling and expanding, exhaling and releasing. As we inhale, we feel the belly rise deep into the body, and as we exhale, we just let go and we release. Inhaling and expanding, exhaling and releasing. Good. Keeping with the breath, keeping that breath moving. With every in-breath, just opening your body up that little bit more. Just deepening the breath that little bit more. And with every exhale, just really allowing the breath just to let go, just to leave the body, not to blow it, not to push it. Just allow the breath just to softly leave the body. Good. Inhaling deep into the body. Exhaling and releasing. good, keeping with that for me, just accepting any sensations you're feeling in your body, surrendering to any tensions, and just keeping the focus with the breath. The more we do this, the more we build up that physical and mental resilience to be able to calm our own bodies down. Good, inhaling and expanding. Exhaling and releasing. Good. And as you come to the end of your next exhale, I want you to allow all the breath to leave the body and to hold the breath out. And as we hold the breath out, just relax into the stillness of your body. Notice the space around your body. Notice where your body is in contact with the floor. Good. And taking a nice, slow, deep breath in, holding the breath in at the top and feeling that full expansion in your body. Good. And releasing the breath with a nice big sigh. And just coming back into the resting breath. So just in and out through your nose, with the mouth closed, the jaw relaxed, just breathing slowly and deeply into the body. Now, I know some of these techniques can seem quite obvious, but they really do have such a strong power with our bodies, just to take us into that resting state. Now, the next technique we're going to do is one of my favorite ones to kind of do on the go. It's called the box breathing technique. Now, what we do here is we inhale for the count of four, then we hold the breath for the count of four, then we exhale for the count of four, and then we hold the breath again for the count of four, and then we repeat that. Now, what can also be useful with this exercise is you can work around and visualize a box. So you'll inhale across the top of the box for the count of four, hold down the side of the box, exhale along the bottom, and hold up the other side. So drawing a box as we go with our breath. So if we take an exhale, and we can all do it together, and I'll count us through it. So we're inhaling, two, three, four. Then we're holding, two, three, four. Then we're exhaling, two, three, four. Then we're holding, two, three, four. Then we're inhaling, two, three, four. Holding, two, three, four. Exhaling, two, three, four. Holding, two, three, four. Inhaling, two, three, four. Holding, two, three, four. Exhaling, two, three, four. Holding, two, three, four. In, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. Out, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. In, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. Out, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. In, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. Out, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. Good. Now continuing with that with your own count. So inhaling for four, holding for four, exhaling for four, and holding for four again. Now as you do this, you can use that box drawing to help keep the focus. Now this breath technique was initially created by the Navy SEALs to help balance them all and connect them all in with their breath before they would go into battle. By just really focusing your mind on this count, it just again helps to down-regulate the body, making sure as we inhale, we feel that expansion in the belly, feel the belly rise with the breath. Good, just really keeping the focus, staying present with the breath, using the breath to help calm the mind, to help calm the body. Good, just really staying present with every breath for me. We're all doing so well. When the mind wanders, it's totally fine. Just allow it to wander back to the breath. The more we do this, the more focus we build up. Good, just keeping that focus, just a few more rounds. This is one of the techniques I use in every situation. You can even do this when you're in a conversation with someone, just to help calm the body down, just to help focus the mind. Really good. Just staying present with every breath for me. Feeling as the body expands with the inhale. And as you hold the breath and as you exhale, just keeping the body nice and relaxed. We're not creating any extra tension in our bodies. Really good. Just a couple more rounds. Just staying present with your breath. Really nice. And just coming to release that mental count now and just coming back into the body and just focusing on the breath again, making sure as we inhale, we're feeling this expansion. Now, the first time we try these techniques, they can feel a little bit, you know, not that connected to them yet. But I promise the more you do this, the more you kind of build up that resilience and the more you'll connect with how useful this tool is to have with you. You don't need anything else other than just focusing on your own breath. Really good. So just breathing in and out through the nose, allowing every breath in to be calm and to be slow. And as you get to the top of your in-breath, just allowing the whole body to relax with your nice, slow, relaxed breath out. Good. Just really staying present with the breath for me. As we inhale, we're keeping the breath deep into the lower body. And as we exhale, we're feeling as the body is moving inwards. Really nice. And if we're not already, let's just introduce a slight pause after every exhale. So as we inhale calmly and slowly, exhaling, allowing the body to relax and taking a pause. Just pausing before the body wants to inhale again. Just connecting to that stillness in between each breath. Now our breath is a stable, solid ground that we can always come back to and connect with no matter what is going on in the external world. It's always that simplest thing just to bring you right here into the present moment. So when we're taken away by those things that worry us about the future and create that anxiety, or when we're sad about something from the past, just bringing the attention back to your breathing just really grounds you back into your body. Again, just anchoring your mind to the body. Really good. And let's just scan over our bodies now and just see if we can feel that we're anywhere that we're specifically holding tension. And just start to breathe into this area, visualizing the breath going into this area. And then as we exhale, just consciously feeling, allowing yourself to let go of any of those things you've been holding on to. Maybe you'll come clenching your shoulders or clenching your fists. Just allow the whole body to soften with the exhale. So often we're kind of unconsciously holding our bodies and tensing without realizing we're doing it, creating tension through our whole system. So just allow yourself now just to let your whole body soften, to let your whole body to relax and allow it to be supported by the ground beneath you. Know that you're not holding yourself together, but your body's being actively held by its environment. So give yourself that permission just with every exhale, just to sink deeper into the support of the ground beneath you. Really good. Just staying present with the breath, just checking in with your body, allowing the whole body to soften and just welcoming a sensation of relaxation to wash over your whole body from the tips of the toes to the top of your head. Feeling as the whole body softens. Now I'm just going to lead us into a short meditation, but just before that, just the really simple things I want you to all remember. Whenever we're feeling anxious or stressed or overwhelmed, all the real simple things we need to do is slow down our breathing and make sure we're breathing deeply into the body. So just low and slow, those two words, low and slow. And that will really help to take your body out of that physical response of anxiety or stress or worry. Really nice. So just keeping your focus on the breath. feeling as the body moves with the breath. Just start now to feel the connection of your body on the chair or the cushion or the bed or the mat. And feel its connection to the floor beneath that. Just reflecting on the connection of the floor to the building you are in and its connection to the earth further below. The earth that is supporting all of us. Just allow yourself now to feel that sense of being held by the earth below you. Just really allow yourself to be held by the earth. You are in a safe space here. You can breathe in and out with ease in your body and your mind. Just feeling this connection that we all have to this earth. Feel how the earth rises up to hold and to embrace you. There's nothing more you need to do, nowhere you have to go, and no one you have to be. Just allowing yourself to be held in the kindness of the earth and just let it all be. Just bring to mind someone now that you would hold in this way. Reflect on your loved ones being held in this same way, with safety and ease of their body and their minds. Just reflecting on how the earth holds all beings, whether they are acquaintances or strangers, with no bias and no discrimination or separation. Reflecting on how our beautiful earth holds all beings, forsaking none. Just reflecting on how this earth does not exist in a vacuum, that it is connected to a solar system and a vast universe. We are all interconnected, our bodies and the earth, the sun and the stars. We are all composed of the same matter, those same basic particles, but just joined up in different ways. So just allowing yourself now to feel into that sense of connection, that interconnection that we are all made of stardust, and just feeling that sense of being home within your body, within your mind, with a true sense of belonging and that true sense of connection that we all have between us. Just bringing the attention back round to the breathing. Just breathing in and out, feeling the grace of this universe. No isolation nor separation. Just feeling that sense of connection and it being at home within your own body. There's nothing more you need to do, go get or push away. Imperfectly perfect as we all are. Just allowing yourself to rest in the heart of this universe. And just seeing how the connection of our breath connects us all. The breath that you're breathing now is the same breath that I'm breathing. As the trees are exhaling, we are inhaling. As we are inhaling, they are exhaling. So we are consistently and intimately connected with all of life, every breath we take. So again, whatever's going on in our external world, we can always come back to and take refuge in our breath, connect back with our bodies, come back to this present moment. Good, so just coming to feel where your body is in contact with the support of the ground beneath you. Allowing yourself to feel held by this earth one more time. Good, and let's take a nice deep breath in together and just sigh it out.
And again, a nice big deep breath in. And just sighing it out. And one more. Good. Just coming to feel again where your body is in contact with the chair or the floor beneath you. Maybe starting to wiggle your fingers, wiggling your toes, maybe having a stretch or shaking your body out, whatever feels good for you right now. And then whenever you're ready, but no rush whatsoever, just softly coming to open your eyes. Thank you so much for having me today. It really means so much for me, so much to me to be able to be here and share these kind of techniques with you. And I know, as I said, they are so simple, but they actually really do have like great effect in any moment, in any situation. So I will send over an email with them kind of written out, or little drawings, just so you have it on the go, or you can put it on your phone, or, you know, print it out, whatever works for you guys. But they are just sort of, you know, in days like today, when a lot of us do suffer from anxiety and stress, it's just such a great thing to know that it's just right there, you know, like that support is inside you. It's with you at any point in any moment, you know. It's when we're feeling overwhelmed and, you know, we can't go on with it anymore, just go in and find that support inside you, you know, in your heart, in your body. They're incredible things, our body, and we often forget the ability that we have with us and the strength that we have just right here. So thank you so much again. I really do just feel so grateful to be able to come and share it with all of you.
Thank you so much. I feel like I've just woken up from the best sleep ever. So can we all just give Octavia a round of applause? We can either do the emojis or like actual clapping if we can.
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I know there were some young people here who couldn't make it, but they definitely wanted to join. So we'll share all your tips with them. And yeah, honestly, thank you so much. It's like, I feel like just so different now having done it. I don't know about you guys, but yeah, that was amazing. So Octavia, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Bye, everyone. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, how does everyone feel? Chuck, Angus, Rafe and Bessie, how'd you guys feel? How was it?
It was great.
Yeah, did you enjoy it? Oh, that's
a lot.
Oh, I'm glad.
Wow, thank you so much, Octavia. That was an incredible session. I feel so lucky that we get to share this really positive experience with our audience online and anyone at home that couldn't make it to the sessions. So thank you for doing this and participating. I'm not going to say much more because I really want everyone to reflect on what they've learned and how they feel right now after trying out breath work. So all I'm going to say is a massive thank you to all the young people that joined the session and participated in something new. You guys really impressed me. Thank you, Octavia, for hosting the session and teaching us. And if you want to find out more about the work that Octavia does, you can add her on Instagram, Octavia Calthorpe, or head over to our website, octaviacalthorpe.com. And then as it goes for us, if you want to find out more about Renaissance Foundation, please go to our website, renaissance-foundation.com. There you can find out who we support, how we support them, and you can also make a donation. Every donation makes a massive difference to us. We are now in a second lockdown. We're a local youth charity, so literally every donation makes a big difference. Thank you. Make sure you subscribe and share it with a friend.